Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on James McGarry, M-A-U-G-E-R-I. As you know, I recently evaluated Mr. McGarry as described in my report of 11-11-21, but I particularly referenced the work injury he allegedly sustained on 6-24-19, injuring his wrist. Period. He also related he fell in July 2020 and injured his shoulder, after which he had surgery by Dr. Islinger. Period. However, I was not in receipt of pertinent records relative to that claim. Period. You have now kindly provided me with such records. Period. Parenthetically, he also previously admitted to tearing his right shoulder labrum and injuring his back in a motor vehicle collision in 2015. Period. He did have right shoulder surgery at that time. Period. Upon my evaluation, he had mildly limited range of motion of the right shoulder, with abduction to 170 degrees, common flexion 150 degrees, and external rotation to 80 degrees. Period. Strength was 5-5 for resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder abduction, as well as left hand grasp. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Period. He had no atrophy. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional records supplied, Mr. McGarry did file a claim petition relative to an event of 6-24-19 involving his left wrist. But he also filed a claim petition regarding an event of 10-12-20. Period. It indicated he slipped on water at the prep station and fell, injuring both shoulders. Period. New paragraph. On 8-12-20, he underwent a left wrist arthrogram at the referral of Dr. Marzik. These results will be inserted here. New paragraph. Mr. McGarry presented to Inspira Health Urgent Care on 10-22-20. Beardy stated there was water on the floor and he slipped and fell and injured both shoulders, but the right one was the worst. But this happened on 10-12-20, but he reported it on 10-22-20. Period. He was diagnosed with a sprain of the shoulder and arm with concern for rotator cuff tear. Period. He's placed on activity modifications. Period. He did undergo x-rays of the right shoulder in 10-22-20 that showed no fracture. Period. There was calcific tendonitis along the right supraspinatus tendon insertion. Period. There was no dislocation and the joint spaces were preserved. Period. On 11-2-20, Dr. Cadell, C-A-D-D-E-L-L, had him undergo a right shoulder MRI to be inserted here. Period. Paragraph. On 11-10-20, Mr. McGarry came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Islinger. Period. In addition to the subject event, he had a history of some mild shoulder problems in the past, believed to be in a car accident. But he was then seen by Dr. Zook and had a cortisone injection in 2015 with complete resolution of his symptoms. Period. He then injured his shoulder again on 10-12-20. Period. Dr. Islinger did not appreciate any obvious tearing on his MRI. Period. He did have evidence of calcific tendonitis as well as sparing of the acromion. Period. He diagnosed acute right shoulder injury for which corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. He also participated in therapy. Period's progress is monitored by Dr. Islinger. Period. In paragraph on 3/12/21, Dr. Islinger performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, he followed up post-operatively through 8/24/21. Period, he had completed therapy and was doing extremely well. Period, he had no pain at that point and was about 5.5 months from his surgery. Period, range of motion and strength were excellent. Period, Dr. Islinger deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and released him from care back to full duty. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. It is now apparent that Mr. McGarry not only alleged an injury to his wrist on 6/24/19, but an injury to his shoulders on 10/12/20. Period, however, his treatment documentation pertains almost exclusively to the right shoulder. Period. He had x-rays of it that showed no fractures or dislocations. Period, he did have an MRI. These results will be inserted here. Period, he accepted a cortisone injection and physical therapy but remained symptomatic. Period, in paragraph on 3/12/21, he underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period, he had follow-up postoperatively along with physical therapy. Period, as of 8/24/21, Dr. Islinger found he had excellent range of motion and strength and discharged him back to full duty. Period, in paragraph, when seen here, right shoulder motion was minimally reduced, as was strength. Period, provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. The paragraph in this case represents 7.5 to 10% permanent partial total disability at the right shoulder. Period, there is 0% permanent partial total disability at the left shoulder. Period. End.